This is a powerful solemnity, a very important point in the great story of love with God and us as humans. We heard at the very beginning of the Bible, and in the third chapter, where Adam and Eve were created perfectly with community and relationship in the Garden of Eden, with both man and woman and God himself. And you said again, about three pages into the book, they sin. They took the apple off the tree. They were going against evilness, which if we don't look to God, he will come to us. And so God came back and he said, what did you do? We just listened what happened. You know, we were naked. We wanted to hide. Why did you do that? Well, because we ate the apple. Because that was the very beginning of sin of all humanity in history. And we heard this really powerful word. I think it's the most important verse in Genesis. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head, while you strike at his heel. The safety, salvation is coming from the very beginning of the sinful parts. You can just think what happened in humanity with Adam and Eve. They lost everything, their minds, their will, their body. And Jesus, as God's Son, they were still planning for humanity forever to bring us back to be safe. And this is when we come in the long story, if you will, in the Bible. This is where Mother Mary comes in. Because who was she? She was against evilness and she was against Eve. She did the exact opposite that Eve did. She ate an apple. Where Mother Mary gave and said, Fiat, your will be done. That's what she said to God. And before she even said what we listen to today, that's why we have the Immaculate Conception today. God said to her, you are mine. You're the only one in humanity since Adam and Eve and then who failed. Everyone came into original sin, every one of us. That's a good reason why we baptize and try to have kids being baptized, and adults as well. And Mary, when she was born, she grew up, she didn't have one sin, the only human ever. And then we have the Annunciation, and that's what we're listening to today. When the angel came and said, Mary, you will have a child. She was confused a bit, but then said, yes, I will, fiat. So now you have Mary, opposite of Eve, and Jesus, opposite of Adam. And at the end, they made at another garden where Jesus died. And that's kind of the fulfillment of what began, went through all of history until Jesus gave his life and then rose from the dead to show the story. And we are still in this story. How are we living our lives? Are we sinful today? Are we going to confession? Are we staying away in the darkness like Adam and Eve were hiding? Or are we coming back to the light for forgiveness? And especially on this day, on the Immaculate Conception, Mother Mary, she's the one that always prays for us, to is our mother, to be with us, to know of her Son, that's the one we want to follow. And finally, we're, 18 days left, 17 days left from Advent to Christmas. It's these moments that prep us for to be more powerful and holy and humble.